Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone.
Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room, and thank you so very much for joining us on this celebration of our fifth anniversary. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating our fifth anniversary for the next 2 weeks in this classroom. You'll be able to join us and come on a daily basis. Some of the time schedules have changed, of course. There will be a couple of days when we will be on at 5:30. And a couple of days around 11:30. So we will announce those dates for you, hopefully beforehand, or you could check our schedule on demand. And we invite each one of you to come in and take up residency in our chat room. We are in need of a facilitator, and we'd like to invite you in if you want to facilitate that room. There is so much stuff that we're going to be covering for the youth. And youth, are you out there? I need to hear from you. Why don't you give me a shout and two thumbs up? Give me a harambe. 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 And we send those shouts out to the Harambe station. And we want you youth to come in because this is dedicated specifically to the youth. And mothers, if you're in the audience, this is not an elite topic just for adults. You can bring your children in because we will be talking to youth this evening, and that's middle school on up. Now, we will have some things for the young people from time to time, but there's nothing explicit that we'll be talking about tonight. We want to talk to you parents in the presence of your children because we're trying to do something brand new. We're trying to make scholars out of your youth. We want them to become fellows as well as ambassadors and use their music in an arena where they can represent our country. They don't necessarily have to always be cutting a jam or being on stage. They can go out in the public to advocate for music. And that's exactly what we want them to understand. Their music doesn't have to be electrified to the point that it becomes chaotic and destroys the faculties of the body. We want to help them to realize that they play a flute, a clarinet, or a cello, a violin, Suzuki piano, that they still can go out and represent. And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things going on around music. And there are organizations and institutions, and also there are various different companies who have had singers in their midst who have created institutions. And we want to build institutions and leave institutions behind. And one of the things we want to do is allow our people from different communities to understand that youth have to start early with music, being in the orchestra or in the band. They have to start early presenting their faces throughout the community and representing as a trio, a quartet, or representing as a solo. And Omi represented as a choir when I was in school here in Gary, Indiana. We presented our choir throughout the city of Gary, Indiana, and in nearby neighboring cities. And we performed. We weren't paid for it, of course, but we got a lot of publicity. And that landed me a job over in Europe. And just because I had that exposure and stage sportsmanship on stage, I was able to perform. And I want to say to you mothers, start your children early in violin lessons, in Suzuki, so you could go in and take the classes with them. I took Suzuki classes right alongside both of my sons so that they could learn to have a love for music as well. Now, I come from a long line of musicians in my family. My aunt was a musician. My uncle was a musician. And he was well known right in Gary, Indiana, by the name of Red Rooster. He was a storyteller, a prolific storyteller, and a harmonica player. And he gave me a love for music and telling stories, and that's why the right side of my brain was fully developed, and that's the creative side. And when we're in school, we tend to love school the first 5 years of school until we reach fourth grade. And then the right side of learning and curriculum switches over to a more logical. But we want to keep you abreast that we're looking for whole brain learners, not just right brain and left brain. And we want to also tell you that there are some programs out on the Internet that will allow you to assess other people's music. Electric music and dance music, they are dying for some input and for some critiquing. You can critique the music, give your input, but you have to know something about music and about notes and about tones and vibrations so you can speak intelligently when you write up your assessment about the music. Will you be paid? Why, sure. It's not a large amount of money, but there's nominal fees that young people are being paid for assessing the music. Go out on the Internet and do an assessment and look for these companies. You can be paid. Now, we're about the business of making you professionals, so we want to talk about how in your after-school programs you can solicit for your programs to be centered around music. Now, because I'm retired now, I'm not about the business of this seat work and sitting down and nodding and gritting with the pencil. We are going to be doing things up with the music. Whatever after-school program I attach myself to, we're going to be handling the music, handling the business of the matter, because we want to get on the road. We want to put the show on the road. Now, how can you become a fellow? You have to understand, institutions have to be built, and someone has to set up criteria that there will be a quartet of jazz performers or a quartet or a soloist performing live as a jazz or blues musician. And someone has to support that. And there has to be monies put up front for you to be able to travel without the abruptness of having to come up with funds to travel. But talking about becoming a fellow is a very good idea about how to determine what your career path will be. And being a musician is not as easy as everyone thinks it is. It's a lot of hard work. And we want to talk to the mothers about getting your children started early and developing their skill and their gift and love for singing. Because developing a gift and love for singing will lead them right into having a desire for instruments. And right here in our humble town of Gary, Indiana, there are music shops that want to give scholarship to African-American children, lower socioeconomic, and other minorities who meet the criteria financially. They want to give away instruments so these children can have a beginning and a head start into the music arena. Michael Jackson came from this town, may I remind you. And Michael started from a humbling beginning, just like myself. And we were performing on stage in talent shows, traveling all over the place, singing for chicken dinners, and competing. Children need to have their edges sharpened through competition, and there must be some competition. So in our after-school program, I intend to create some competition so that we can sharpen the edges of these would-be professionals. And one of the things I want you to know is that we do not sing unless it is for a cause. So our cause that we are soliciting and advocating for is for youth human rights. I talked about it a little bit last night. Youth human rights are just as important as our civil rights. And once young people know what their rights are at an early age, they can start to lay a foundation, and old folks can get out the way, and we can pass the baton, and we can lead that story to our young people to carry on, because we will diminish, and they must increase. And as we diminish and they increase, they will run the relay race, and they will run the course of the race, and they will carry our story to different parts of the world. I had a chance to carry my story, Gary, Indiana's humble beginning, right to Europe, to Germany, Berlin. I had a chance to tell my story in a solo rendition of a four-day concert where all my friends came out to assist me. So music is within me. I was there for something else. I was there for teaching, but it Faith would have it that things opened up that allowed me to get a chance to throw my hat in the ring to sing. Now, I'm giving you a chance to throw your hat in the ring too, young men and women. And I'm asking you to go to your after-school programs and start talking to them about presenting to you an after-school program that will center around music and the arts so that you can look forward to going to your after-school program and center your work around a love for music and for human rights. Always add a mission to it, then you can convince your teachers that it's necessary. It is very necessary that at all times you be learning and perpetuating learning about how to live better. And human rights will help us treat ourselves better and others around us. No one should have to suffer at the hands of another, be it black, white, Jews, or Gentile. We're about salubrious diversity in this room. We want all men and women to be able to embrace each other and meet each other with an open hand and not with a closed fist. Things have changed, and things have changed to the point where we've got to learn to work together and learn to live together. No one has the right to usurp their authority over another race of people, and everyone has the right to those 30 human rights that we must stand by and we must reinforce as advocates. And that's why I've been talking so much about being an advocate, because before you can do anything, if you want something in your life, you must learn how to help enough people to get what they want, and then consequently, God will create a laborer out in the harvest for you. So I want to remind you, this is a celebration. This is not about preaching. Let the festivities begin. Let the partying begin. Let the downloading of the music begin. Let's talk about some music. Let's get it up, get it up, get it up, get it up with the 2-2-3. Here we go.
Mes avertissements, mes voici un monde prise, ma vis, ma dévorate, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma mais c'est du rap, ma respect tous ces gars qui m'ont quitté pour des années, rappe plus, ma micro, vous méritez mes applaudissements, malheureusement, c'est un négro, ne reconnaissent pas du rap, ma il faut qu'il rappe, c'est faire du chacasse, ma négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parlement, parlement.
Goma, where my people need a money, peace is what you get when you stand up, the time is now, say me Wakati, they see me and ask, Kuna Tokowapi, where you from, Carolina, but I'm really a African sun, hot as the African sun, freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, duri sana, and ndugu zangu, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
Wakati wa kusonga, wakati maendeleo, bidii na jihada. Songa mgongomani bila asira na chuki. Tenda mgongomani bila zikino na viti. Acha kukula rushwa, hizo damu zishapita. Pamoja na umoja tutasimamisha Afrika. Na bidii, Kongo itasikika.
Itasikika hata itakubalika.
Ni wakati wa kumaliza vita. Ni wakati wa kushikana mkono. Ni wakati wa kujenga nchi.
Kujenga inchi yetu Kongo Evene maflo Oyo tangwa kotonga bolingo Ni wakati ya kweshe mumu tunamali yake Telemo matu temeno Wa ubagaji Telemo matelemo mani wakati ya kukata Telemo matu temeno A la corruption Telemo matalisa unya kubadele Afrika Telemo matu temeno A la guerre rebellion
Goma sote tumefika Goma sote tuastika Sasa wakati umefika Kongo yote zima lazima Kiki, yote enzi moza niliona kama ni zero Kwani kila siku tulipewa mipokero Fati mbali mbali ata paka na kisharo Na kisharo walipewa mipokero
Yeah.
call in at 646-478-0270. Tell me what you think about that little cut. It was created over in Africa in a beat center where they had beats that they were creating, and there are lots more where that came from. They're creating beats, and they're selling their beats. How many of you would like to sell your beats and be an artist where you can create and arrange music? Well, there's so much equipment and assistive technology out there these days that you just about can write your own music and play by ear. Well, Omi has been practicing real hard to learn how to play by ear. I've been practicing with my grandson, would you believe it? Now, I want to say this much. Music is my life. And every day I live and breathe to be able to sing another song. It's not about me. It's about what I'm feeling and expressing and the way I express it through my music. And if any of you out there would like to try your hand at singing, you have a platform right here in the Care to Read room. And you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, not boys and girls, that there are tons of books out there on the display window. I want you to pick one of those books and come in tomorrow to talk to me about it. Preferably Carter G. Woodson's book, The Miseducation of the Negro. That is one of my favorites, and we have already did an editorial on that book. And there's also the Willie Lynch story. Someone pick that book and call in and give me your input about what you think about that book. Now, we're into reading in this classroom. Now, when we first started, we were offering lessons in reading. It got so busy, and writing up another website to give instructions to teachers to teach preparation for reading, we got too busy. Now, today I did something that I didn't think I would ever want to do again after retiring. I actually lend my services to go back into my old school to offer tutorial and preparation for the third grade test. One thing I have prided myself on is preparation for coaching. I can coach any student into mastering anything and passing it. I never once thought myself to be a teacher, but I knew I was a coach. And guess what, young men and women? I was a referee. While overseas, I had a 5-year contract to referee the Pee Wee Basketball League. That's right. I am a coach, and I'm a darn good coach because I could coach young 5-year-olds into winning an undefeated game and fourth graders into playing baseball and also being outstanding in their winnings. So what I'm trying to tell you is you got to be a bit of a coach to be an advocate. What's it like to be an advocate? You're probably asking yourself that. Call in at 646-478-0270 and give your opinion of what you think an advocate is. You first must be a self-advocate and self-advocate for yourself, and then find those out there that are less fortunate and advocate for them. Now, it's very important that you should know that through being a good student, you have to apply yourself. And if you look at those pictures out there, you will see a lot of graduates, and one of them is my son. And what I'm the most proud of about the fact that he graduated from college, he graduated from a high-tech field in computer science engineering. I'm not a computer wizard, and I don't even profess to be, but at 7 years old, he made up his mind that he wanted to be an engineer. He wanted to fix something. So I gave him everything that he thought he could fix and took it apart until he started mastering how to put the puzzle back together. And parents, I'm saying to you, if you have a child that breaks his toys, takes them apart, rearranges them, creates something new, don't scold them. Get behind them and find out what is the creativity behind that and support him. I gave William all the support I could give him to be a mastermind. Now, he was an A and B student straight through elementary and high school. He went into college with an outstanding grade point average. So he had a foundation. But at the same time, I want to tell you, parents, you have got to be your sons and daughters' best posse. Quit buying them so many apparatuses and toys and jewelry and all those things and start giving them time. Put time in with them. Time is more valuable than anything else you can give a child. And teach them to hide the word in their heart. Then they will not sin against God, and in end times they'll draw from it. Now, I didn't come here to preach tonight. We got a celebration going on. Time out for the preaching, Omi. Cool it. Just cool it now. Ooh, watch out. Now, you know there was all kinds of songs out when we came up. All kinds of songs that was out, and we were doing the doggone thing. We were singing the Smokey Robinsons, and we were singing the Spinner song. And just yesterday, I was reminiscing with my son on some of the old songs from Dinah Ross and listening to the OJs, and we could remember when there was a time when. And we talked about the songs that we love so much. And some of you have heard me sing some of the songs about Make Up the Breakup was one of my favorite ones. And whenever things was going bad and rocky on the roads, we would sing that song, Make Up the Breakup, or Have You Seen Her? Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why, oh, where did she have to leave and go away? Oh, yeah, oh, I've been used to having someone to lean on, but I'm lost, baby, I'm lost. We sang songs like that, and we sang Aretha Franklin song, Chain, Chain, Chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain of fools. We sang songs like that. And Martha and the Vandellas, we sang songs that ministered to us. Now, what I want to say to you, youth, is that you got to minister to yourself. Your songs have got to be medicine to you. We used to crawl up in a hub and exclude ourselves from the general public, hide out, so to speak, and take our little boom boxes with us and heal ourselves with the very music that we dance to in the sock hops. Well, young people, you don't have to be mentally off balance. You don't have to be wayward and confused. Take a bit of the poison that you created to heal yourself with. Save the savor so that you can create something that's less chaotic that you can soothe yourself with tomorrow night. It's very valuable that we take a lesson in what Michael Jackson gained from music. Now, I don't know if you've been watching TV or not. They were just talking about Michael Jackson has returned. Now, if Michael Jackson is an icon and people could cry real tears, crocodile tears, and marvel over the fact that they have just taken technology to create his three-dimensional figure body, and they are wailing over the fact that he returned. They're caught on here in Gary, Indiana, for us to produce several Michael Jackson. You know we can do that. Overnight, we could turn this thing around to put some focus in on the unique child and not just on the only Michael Jackson that we think will ever live. We produce Michael Jackson, and out of producing him, we can produce another that's even better. So teachers, instructors, and coaches, why not begin to start your music conservatories all over the after-school programs? And I'll help you. I'll help you because Project 2019 is undermining this project. And as the executive of Project 2019, we are no longer enforcing the academic drill, drill, kill, kill, rope learning, because Dr. Jawaza Kanjufu has already informed us. If we took the SEDKIP program, which is a positive motivational curriculum, not academic at all, you can increase the test scores without putting a pen and a book in front of a child. I believe that with all my heart and soul. If a child enjoys what you do for him in a classroom where you set aside some fun and festivities and activities for him, you could get that child to pass any test and to excel and to heed in any area of academic. Children are automatically academians, but they must know you love them, you see them, and notice what makes them happy. When you can sneak one on them by giving them something that they've always wanted, guess what? They want to give you back what you want. So let's stop so much of this doggone teaching in the classroom and drilling and killing the children to the point where they don't even want to be in school. To talk about a third grade test. Now, a third grader has to be drilled, and if he don't pass, can you imagine how his emotions will be shattered if he doesn't pass that test? Then guess what? Give the party first. Tell everyone they passed the test and they've already aced it, and use the psychological technique to tell them they've already excelled. And guess what? You don't even have to give the grade right now. Put it in the grade book and show them that they passed it. And then when time comes to take the test, guess what? They've already risen to the level of the occasion. I know this because I was brought to District 60 over in the area of Illinois, District 60, and these children had failed as far as the administrator knew. They had already thrown their books out the window and said, we're done with learning. And there was a cry for any teacher that could come in and engage these students to come back in the classroom to learn. And guess what? I engaged them that year. I gave them every opportunity to go in the public, to be seen, singing, renditions of music, talent shows, and field trips. And because so much was given to them, they wanted to give something back. And in exchange for that, they excelled in social studies. And they went on to make history. That year, we made history. Every child received a C or better and was able to come out of social studies with a passing grade when they initially had Fs on the roll book. I know what I'm talking about. I can build some scholars. I can create a team. And I know how to create the position so that everybody plays a part on the team. Teachers, you've got to be a team player. And you've got to be a bit of a coach. And you've got to understand defense and defense, and you've got to set your young people up so they're supporting you and you're all on the same team. The problem with education now is that none of us are on the team. The teachers are against the young people are against the older people and the teachers. And no one is collaborating together to cooperatively work together. Now, the Africans believe in their country, when they start to teach, that every child starts at the same grounding point, and they all finish together, because no one is left behind. They have a team and a cooperative approach in teaching. They carry everyone along with them, and what one child has learned, he reaches back to re-skill and train the other child. No one is left behind. Why is it that we have a concept that there's going to be someone left behind? If we feel defeated before we start, then we will always be defeated. If we set a mindset that we will all excel and pass, then we will all pass. I know what I'm talking about. I mastered in test-taking skills and preparation. When my son went into social studies and the teacher gave out a syllabus, and I took the syllabus and we mastered the syllabus and we took notes on the syllabus and we recorded notes on the syllabus. So we mastered everything on the syllabus so there was nothing left out that she could possibly slip up on us on the test. When my son began to ace every one of those social studies tests, I was called in. Not him, but me. Mrs. God, what is it that you're doing with Will at home that he is mastering my test? When at first he was a C student. And what is it that he's doing that the other children are not doing? I want you to make that magic happen with my other children. Will you tutor the other children in a preparation for their social studies test? I looked at her and I said to myself, we both carry the same credentials. We're both licensed to be teachers. Why is it that you cannot make these children learn? Children must learn to love you and adore you. If they fear you and don't respect you, they will not learn for you. The first thing a teacher must do is acquaint herself with the student and become available to the child and let the child know that she values what he brings to school and that she sees him, recognizes him or her, and knows that they have needs. And most of all, she's sensitive to what it is they need individually. Every child is different. No boilerplate technique can be used to train our children. Too much boilerplate material is being issued. We must get to know the child individually and work with him on a one-on-one basis and know that, let the child know that we care about him and his household needs as well. Because children come to school that are African-American with their issues and problems from home. And if we don't buy into going in to do home visits to meet the family, then the child will not buy into your lesson plans. You must also look at the earlier years, having the child and the parent cooperatively come together in an early intervention for your preschool and kindergarten. And statistics will back me up on this. And the Ypsilanti study, it showed that most of the Head Starters that participated in Head Start, most of them went on to graduate from high school and go on to college and graduate too. Why is that when the mother is involved at the preschool stages, the children tend to do better and fare better? That's because the mother has a vested interest, and she gets behind that child, and the child sees how invested she is, they become invested. We will have to take parents back to school. I say create a parent institute. Allow our preschool, kindergarten, first grade, third grade teachers go get those parents and bring them into parenting classes and connect them to their children so that they will become the first teachers and the best teachers. And most of all, we must understand that music is universal. It crosses all barriers. And when we bring music into the arena, our children will begin to see that everything has a beat and a frequency and a rhythm. Why don't I send you some frequency out there today, teachers? Just a little bit of frequency to get you riled up a bit, to get you prepared for those third grade tests that you got to go in there and prep those students for. A lot of you teachers are just making an extra dime, and you're clouding up the contract. We want to remove all the clouds from the contract. If you're not ready to do summer school and go in and do the preparation test for the third grade child, then move out the way and call me in on the job. Call me in. I guarantee you one thing. Those who are committed to learning and that come into my class, they will master that test, and they will make 70 to 85% scores on the test. Because when we get through drilling them, not drill kill, but I'm talking about drilling them in a drill team match, they're going to want to be a part of OMI's drill team. That's right. I'm a drill sergeant, and that's one thing that we put in front of a child, ability to compete. If your children are not competing, you show me a child that's competing, and I'll show you a child that's mastering tests. If a child is not in competition, he is not going to master any tests. He has no reason to perform for you. He has no invested interest. So we've got to turn some things around in school, especially in our black school. We got to take some innovative, non-traditional things that have not been tested in the laboratory, like the things that Omi Inka has used in her class to master children in reading. One of my fortes was getting children to read above grade level. I had kindergartners walking out of my class reading at third and fourth grade level. There was no way that somebody wasn't going to walk out of there with reading readiness skills and preparation and phonemic awareness. Because that's the first foundation of school. What the heck are you doing in school all day if you're not learning to read? Please pray tell me. You must be playing too much. Let's make our children play their learning activity. And when they're happiest, they will perform better. Let's incorporate some music. Let's talk to the districts about bringing in music if they don't have music classes. And allow me to come into some of these classes before they are going to test. And let me use my magic wand with them. And I guarantee you we'll get some speed and some scores up there. I talked to a gentleman today who I worked with before. He knew of my fantastic work and what I did. He even called me aside and said, guess what? We want you to take those children upstairs with you when you move from kindergarten to first grade. You're going to do a looping. We're going to see if you can do the same thing a second time with the same children. When I master even better what I did the first time. They were amazed. Now the children are reading the third and fourth grade, and they're only first grade. What are you doing? We're reading. That's what we're doing. And we're reading everything we can get our hands on. And I'm going to say to you, this moon wasn't created by hook or crook. It was created to get some of those mothers and fathers learning to read, learning to read beyond the sixth grade. The average reading level here in my hometown is less than sixth grade. And the problem is not with the children. It's with the parents who cannot read the letters that we send home. And don't be ashamed, parents. Don't be ashamed. Some of you have dropped out before you learned the foundation of reading. But we want to tell you that there are some parents out there that are willing to come together in a group that need to have some tutorial work. Go into your district and ask them for the adult education classes that will allow you to learn the fundamentals of reading. Because if you don't know the fundamentals of reading, you won't know the fundamentals of writing. And we have too many young teachers coming out without the foundation of fundamentals of reading and writing. So how can they teach our children? They can't. Our children are left and found wanting. They're wandering around and don't know the grammatical concept of writing and how to build a basic sentence or writing a basic paragraph. And we have got to start looking at what can we do differently that we aren't already doing. Music is the key. As I said before, it arouses all children. It lifts them up, and they look at that as being a dollar bill in their pocket. And they know they can make a living if they learn to sing. And if they learn to sing well enough to put their lyrics together, they know they have an opportunity to get out of the hood. And we want all of our children to find a way to get out of the hood. And the way we do that is we make school fun and interesting, and we create after-school programs that are to die for. Why is it that when I go in the Eurocentric community, and where I first had my foundation was in Schaumburg, Illinois, the foundations there were so great that every child that wanted to come into their classroom learning about the geographical areas and learning about the countries and the continent, it intrigued these children. We are so lacking in our urban settings, and we are lacking with so many materials and so many less dollars. Let's try to do what we can in these after-school programs that we can supplement Saturday schools to help our black children learn music and learn the benefit of using music to go into other countries, to be advocates and ambassadors, to represent like Michael Jackson has done. Build an institution around Michael Jackson, and it will come. Build an institution around music here in Gary, Indiana, and they will come. They've already seen what the gifted and talented schools can produce. Let's create more gifted and talented schools and create creativity in our community and put a lid on it and a cap on it, and we can be the one that market it. And I know that there's some parents out there that want to agree with me. Come on in and give me some input about how you feel. We're going to be here every day this week, and we're going to be calling upon you to come in, give us your input, and your dreams for your children are not going to be gone without. Your ghetto dreams are going to be turned into a reality. Let's develop some ghetto dreams.
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard, I was getting the bras. They like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks, you looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind, and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got free. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1, 2, this a whole check. Now for real, nigga, this a whole check. Just horsing around polo sweats. Yeah. Used to dream about a bigger couch. Woke up in a bigger house. Come on. Commas in my bank account. So much money, I had to let the bank account.
Last night was the first night I got to leave. Oh, tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. My nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
It's like the world stands still. Yesterday your little man got killed, and all he ever wanted was a bankroll. But he died too young cause the game's cold. Most niggas ain't no, or they just think slow. Once you get in, you got to leave, but you can't though. Cause greed'll make a motherfucker evil, to the point he down your ass when he see you. Let's take that needle, fill it with poison, inject the ghetto with the drug, paranoia. Got you looking at your homeboy sideways. Ain't no honor among thieves, is it nowadays? They tell me crime pays, but I don't think so. Cause every criminal I know is in the clink, yo. A nigga in the game right now must be working for them people, cause that shit play out. Play out.
I lay awake in my four corner room, and a candle.
Don't let your ghetto dreams turn into ghetto nightmares. Come on into Carol Doreen's room tomorrow, and we can solve it. We can address it tomorrow. You've been listening to Maddie Harvey's baby sister and all.